Right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go. This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or, if you're like us, living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high-resolution camera that connects to an app, so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert-trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now. Did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. This episode is brought to you by Thrive Cosmetics.
We thank them for making our show a possibility.
I am a lesbian.
Black queer human being.
We are two gay dads.
I am a transgender man.
Trans woman.
Bisexual, non-binary, single parent by choice.
Can I ever have nice things? I just want nice things.
You just got spit up on. Hi, E.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm good. It is coming close to Thanksgiving week. And so, I mean, it is Thanksgiving week. Technically, it is.
For them, yeah. See, we do things a little bit ahead of time so that we're prepared for y'all. So when you say it's that time, I got scared.
Well, because it is still, like, I can't believe it's this close. We're this close to Thanksgiving and the end of the year. And it's cold in New York today. It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Winter's coming. Winter's coming.
You better watch out so they don't take that beautiful little boy with you at wintertime. For all of y'all who may not know, Jamie has beautiful children, and she has the littlest one. Thank you. I only have one child, not Charin. And Orion just looks like delicious, perfect little baby who says the most rank-ass shit, which makes him even more perfect to me. He's got this like white blonde hair, blue eyes. He's angelic. And then he says shit like, I don't want to fucking talk to you. Leave me alone. No, he doesn't say that. But he says,
these
great
fucking people. That was the thing he said. It's like, he's got a mouth. But
yes,
he is a sweet kid. But we joke that he's a little Targaryen because he's so blonde. And, that's how it plays out. And he's decided that he's only going to go shirtless when he's inside now. He's 4 years old. And all of a sudden he was like, I'm going to take my shirt off. I'm like, okay.
okay. And then I was like, yeah. And then he was like, Mama, take your shirt off. I was like, I'm going to keep mine on because I'm a lady and I like to keep my shirt on. I was like, I fumbled through it so bad. I didn't know what to say. And I was like, because it's my body and my choice. Like, I just made a whole bunch of crazy shit
up. Wow. That was great. I like the my body, my choice. I'm so happy we're having similar. See, Tiberico didn't do it until later, but now he walks around shirtless, really? And he bangs on his chest.
What is? I wasn't prepared. I don't know. Listeners at home, let us know. Let us know if you have this similar experience as well. At the same time, Orion has like hair past his shoulders and he wants to keep growing it because he wants to grow it like his sister. Your body, your choice. That we're fine. As long as it's not hurting you, you do you, yep. Boo. You do you.
You do you, boo. I tried to get Tiberico to grow out his hair and he didn't like it because he doesn't want it to be brushed.
Yeah.
Your body, your choice. He had an attitude with me this morning, Jay. And it was at this moment when I looked at this person who's 5'5", almost looking me dead in the eye because I'm 5'7". He's right there. Mm. And he had an attitude as I'm getting up at 6:30 in the morning to take his ass less than a mile away to school. And he sits in the back seat, which he never does. Ooh. And I'm like, oh, so you have an attitude with me because you had a problem with something I told you to do. I get it. But I'm not getting up in the morning with people who have attitudes that can walk to school. So he's going to have to start walking to school, I think.
I had so many talks with my daughter this weekend about the attitude. You better change your tone. How many times do I say, you better change that tone? Are you kidding me? I just took you shopping for hours. I just bought you clothes. I bought you everything you wanted. You get everything you need. You better change that tone. I don't know who I am half the time.
I don't. It's incredulous to me because I never thought I would sound like this.
I know.
To say, I don't give a damn what you think. I am the mother around here and I have 40 years on you. Whatever I said.
Yeah.
I'm like, did I say that shit?
Where did that come from? I'm like, I brought you into this world. Like, where does that even come from?
Yeah. And I feel like these kids could make it easier for us. Like, don't they know that we have lots of shit going on?
Oh, they don't care. They have more. Why? Don't you know they have more shit going on than us? It is hard to be 8 and 4.
I saw this video on the TikToks. I need to send it to you. It's this little blonde girl. She was so cute. She was like, Mommy, I'm so tired. I had such a rough day at school. She's maybe 5, 6 years old. I had to go to lunch and then I had to go play. And it was just a lot for me. And I was looking at this video like, these are the kids we've raised.
They're cute, though.
I never would have said that.
They're so freaking cute, though.
But why do they need to rest so much?
We want their lives to be better than ours were. And so we're bending over backwards to make their lives great. And hopefully we're not ruining them in the process. Speaking of bending over backwards to make my children's lives great, you know what I'm doing? You know what we did?
What are you doing?
As a splurge, because my daughter's best friend, her parents are from Paris and they moved back to Paris. My daughter's best friend moved back to Paris. And my daughter has been devastated. And the parents told us, I found these really cheap flights over Thanksgiving break because Americans aren't flying out of the country for Thanksgiving. So there's a deal.
Oh, yeah, we're not.
No. And Anne and I, you know, had a little too much wine and beer one night. And we're like, are we going to do this? We're going to fucking do this. Let's do it. And we bought the goddamn tickets. We're going to Paris.
Oh, we
had to go get passports. It was like a whole thing. They've never been anywhere.
Passports.
Yeah, so that's happening. I'm very excited. It's crazy.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That never happened in my life. I never had a parent say, you know what? We're going to Paris for the holiday.
No.
Tiberico just got back from Universal Studios, where he was for 5 days mm-hmm. with his other household. Mm-hmm. He went to Disney World this summer. Mm-hmm. He went to Cancun. He asked for Christmas. He wants to go to Spain.
No.
I'm like, what kind of people are
we're
raising?
We're giving our children better lives than we had. That's what we're doing. That's the goal.
Yes.
And hopefully we're not ruining them in the process. I'm just going to keep saying that. But listen, we need to move on and say a very special thank you and welcome to our newest Patreon members.
Boom, 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 boom.
We're like Oprah. Except that was like a weird opera.
You're a Patreon member.
We have to say a huge thank you to Anne Jonas. Anne, you rock our world. Thank you so much.
You rock our world. Jackie Olano, you rock our world.
Thank
I'm shaking with excitement.
Jackie, we love you. And Savannah Adkins. All three of you, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. You're the best. I hope you enjoy everything that you see on Patreon. And I hope you're still enjoying listening to us.
Yes, because we enjoy you listening to us.
Yes, and you know, as you know, not everything makes it off the cutting room floor. So what we've been doing lately is releasing videos of our intros and outros for our Patreon members at the gestational carrier level and up. So you can watch us get through this intro and all the extra stuff that gets cut out because we digress way too much. So that's there on Patreon if you're interested in joining our Patreon. And what else are they going to get? What else? What's
They're
happening?
Also going to get my amazing, what you guys don't see right now is that I have hand dancing. I've decided I'm a Spanish hand dancer.
Okay.
I don't know why it's Spanish.
Like flamenco.
I feel like I can hand dance.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Flamenco.
Right.
Okay. So you get that. You see that?
Whoa.
That's dance.
You see, if you're listening.
That's for Patreon.
If you're just in the ears, you missed that. You missed the beauty that just happened. we've got various tiers in our Patreon community starting at just $2 a month. That's it. You're going to get you're going to do a good thing and you're going to get bonus content. So go ahead and head over to patreon.com/ovariestalk to join us.
Yes. And now our DNR takeover. I love doing those things. They're so much gosh darn fun.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's New York, but there are reasons to get to the city that are great. And going over to DNR and stealing their stuff and doing a show.
Using their beautiful equipment. So as a special bonus episode, we're releasing this. We had to go there to do a DNR show takeover because the DNR show, Derek and Romaine were on a cruise, poor babies. and so JB from the DNR studios joined us, and it's always so much fun with JB. We had a great time.
Gosh,
an hour long discussion about anything we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Like what? Like what, E?
Oh my God. Shenanigans of TikTok. Blackness, being relevant in the world today, takes everything you've got, making a way out of all your troubles, sure would help a lot. I don't know. I'm just riffing. See what happened?
Well, we talk about how the Derek and Romaine show
stole our
podcast award. There's that. We talk about how terrible I am at math, E getting bullied in high school, our celebrity crushes, Thanksgiving, and our new saying, our new favorite saying that everybody should start saying right now. But with gay. And you'll learn about that in the episode.
Yes.
So without further ado.
All right, I'm coming with the tape.
You better do it, but with gay.
Hello, hello, hello. Here we are. E is getting the headphones on as we speak.
I'm coming.
E is coming. This is Jamie and E of If These Ovaries Could Talk, the Queer Families podcast. It is our takeover of this show, y'all.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, here we are. We're so excited to be here.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, we love it when Derek and Romaine go on a cruise. I mean, their life sucks, huh? It must be terrible. It must be terrible for them to have to go on these cruises all the time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So sad.
So sad.
So sad.
So sad.
I mean, I love being here.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is coming into New York City.
I'm
not going to start, but I don't understand. Can somebody explain to me what the hell?
My love, I need to get closer to the mic.
Oh, closer. Okay. Hey. I feel so loud.
I'm gonna let y'all know. E literally just rolled into the studio because I have a feeling there was some traffic getting in from Jersey because E insists on living in Jersey.
Okay, because it's the greatest state in the country.
I'm not sure about that.
All lies.
Oh my
lies.
God. How do y'all live in this armpit? It's so many people. They're rude. People hawk spit. Somebody hawk spit and then did a snot loogie out of their nose.
You know that happens all over the place.
Not in Jersey.
Not just in
Jersey.
Nobody does that in Jersey. There's no snot in Jersey.
There's no snot in Jersey.
that should be the new the state logo. There's no snot in Jersey.
No snot in Jersey. There you go. How was your day?
Good. I got a lot done. I was kind of productive, but also not in the mood, but I got it done. So that is very good. And JB is running around here fixing our sound. It is a whole. Well, we're just happy to be here. And I think we should all just talk about the big elephant in the room. Elephant in the room.
Why did I look around?
Look at you. Both of you just looked around like there was an elephant in the room.
JB, it's been one of them weeks, right?
I feel that. Yeah. I totally feel that. It's been one of those couple of months for me.
Oh. Honey, I am so with you.
It's been tough. It's been tough. But look, we're here. This is going to be fun. Here's the elephant in the room. We did not win the damn award. These bitches over here swept it from underneath us. I don't know what happened.
DNR won?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
You didn't even know, JB?
Wow.
No one informed. I just got my phone turned on. You was here for that conversation. No one tells me anything. Yay, we won. Not the only thing sad. Adam Sank also lost to some...
I know.
To a bullshit podcast about hookers who investigate... who get drunk, drink wine, investigate murders, but they don't solve anything. They just do it for the fuck shit. And it's traumatizing. And they went into a category. It's a true crime podcast that's not funny, and they went to the comedy category. I feel robbed.
That's robbed. That's robbed. That's fucked.
Highway robbery.
That's not okay. And you know what else is not okay? That we didn't win.
Agreed.
Now, if DNR... Derek and Romaine, if they win, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm glad it's them and none of them other bitches. I'm just kidding. I love all the podcasts in the category.
Yeah, I don't know all of them, but I love DNR, and that's pretty much it. And us. Yeah, that's all. I'm not giving out my love.
I mean, listen, y'all listeners of Derek and Romaine are way too loyal. That's what I want to tell you. What I'm going to need for you next year is to jump ship just a little bit.
OveriesTalk.com/OCT. I don't know what the fuck the OCT is right now.
I don't even know what that was. He's a little out of it. Ovaries Talk, please. Just go over to Ovaries Talk and just like all the stuff. Just do, you know, be as loyal for Derek and Romaine as you are for these ovaries over here. These old haggard ovaries.
I don't know about your ovaries. My ovaries are sprightly. They're hopping around and sprightly. And
I don't even know what to do around with that visual.
Can I tell you?
You can.
I'm very excited to be dour. And to be somewhat of a curmudgeon. Okay. I think I've fought off curmudgeonness and anger, especially being Black and queer. And at one point I was over 300 pounds. You know the story. Mm-hmm. I have really tried hard to smile and make people happy. Mm. Plus being a former person who identified as a woman, that's something I did. I'm so excited to be just a fucking asshole. And this city makes you want to do it more.
Yo, okay.
Did I say any lies?
No, you're not wrong, because I do enjoy being an asshole. Like, I was the type of person, grew up, power of friendship, you know, make community happy, big heart stuff. But now, being the old crunderman bitch and who no one checks on, fuck people.
Fuck people.
Fuck you.
Fuck people.
Fuck
I'm not good at being curmudgeonly.
Also, note from the chat room, they say they can't vote for DNR because they need to win one more time to file the category.
I'm not having that. I'm not having that.
Yeah, that's the point.
I'm not having
she
that.
She wants category to match her.
Yes, I know. I know. And I think, you know what? I think Romaine is shady. I think Romaine does some shady shit. She gets you somehow. She's like, she like threatens y'all. Like that if you don't, that's what we're going to start doing, to threaten you too. We're
yes, you better vote for us or we're going to come to your house and fuck you up. No, I'm totally joking. We're not going to do that.
He's
probably
curmudgeon ass. Is gonna
I'm
going to
be,
over
that's going to be my new moniker. I am a curmudgeon, a curmudgeon with a very heightened, you know, vernacular, but yet and still a curmudgeon.
Well, listen, I'm not good at being curmudgeonly, so you can do that. You can take one for the team. I'm a people pleaser.
You know why, though? I can tell you why, because I think white women in a lot of ways have had it worse than anybody else on the planet, because y'all have been kind of forced into this position to be happy, skinny, blonde, blue-eyed, and joyful, and make everybody happy, unless you're being a Karen. No, I'm not even joking. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like most women are pushed to be, I think, happy and joyous. Black people, I think, we're coming out of that having to smile and be nice, and now I'm just getting angrier and angrier and being okay with it.
I agree with everything you said there, except that white women have it worse than anybody. I don't think
The niceness factor, trying to be nice.
The niceness thing, maybe.
And trying to please people.
I feel so short right now. Do you see how I'm
I know, you're like peeking over the microphone.
Does this chair?
You can adjust the mic to
chair.
To
come
the level.
Up. We gotta take it down. Yeah, take it down.
There you go. There you, now I can see you.
Oh my! OMG! And oh my God, JB, you can see me this time because I'm not on that side.
Yeah, I can.
Listen. We have won that award category, I believe, two times in a row.
Oh.
And now Derek and Romaine are up to what? Four. Is it four?
I believe it's four. Or three.
I'm not having that.
Wow,
having
they're like
that.
Jordan.
If it's four, then it's one more. But
I'm not having that.
I'm going to double check with Romaine.
Or we could just take them out of the category, and you know, once they get it named after them, then. But I want to beat them. I love you guys. I love you guys all.
But we're competitive as hell. My excuse is I've only been here for like 6 to 7 months. So it's not my fault.
It's not your fault that we didn't win.
No, not at all.
Listen. Take it down a notch with that shit.
Besides the fact that I don't know TikToks. Lord. Fucking TikTok.
He's been trying to learn TikTok.
And then I learned new information, like you could do all the editing within the app. Who knew? Where are the instructions? Where do you go to learn? Don't answer, because I know about the internet. I just don't want to look. Just
practice. Well, E's been doing a lot of like random TikToks. And sometimes you really hit. Sometimes. I'm like, I don't know what E is doing.
TikTok is
right now.
Like what I like to call Walmart. It's a nigga trap. Hear me. Because in order to learn where to do things, you have to follow other people and then follow someone else. It's a downward spiral hole that leads you to nowhere, and you still get shadow banned for your content. It is, again, like Walmart, it's a nigga trap.
We just had to start with the TikTok. Here's something funny that just happened to me. I was I went to a kindergarten parent potluck dinner, as you do when you have small kids.
That's all I'm saying.
For all the parents to get to know each other, and it was last night. And one of the moms was like, "Why do we have a vote going? How many of the parents in here have TikTok?" And I raised my hand with pride, like I was like, "Yeah, I TikTok." And we're all old, right? We're just old and tired. There were two people who had TikTok. And then I felt really, really like they looked at me like, what's wrong with this woman? What's wrong? But listen, we have to have TikTok for our business. That's what it is.
I know. We do. And I have to have it like my business is getting revamped. We're adding on space, yada, yada, yada.
Bradshaw Creative Services.
Yes, Bradshaw Creative Services. It's located at 1021 Stuyvesant Avenue, Suite 6, Union, New Jersey, 07083.
Any of you all need any coaching in public speaking or acting coaching?
Yes. And I'm also having a podcast studio. Sorry, no shade, but I'm trying to do one because you know how I feel about coming over here. And this is beautiful.
I don't necessarily want to be driving to Jersey, but at least it's every peaceful. Time we record. Listen.
It's peaceful. Listen. It's beautiful. You don't got people not chucking out their nose.
Why are you shitting on New York and my studio? My studio is wonderful.
Your studio
and beautiful.
Is fabulous. That's why I'm going to take pictures so I can mock it.
This studio is beautiful.
Because Romaine's whole point of building studios is to have more of you bitches come in. I feel you steal her idea and stay home.
No, we're coming in. We come in.
Yeah, we come in. But I mean, it's enough for everybody to eat. We can all eat, right?
Like Romaine and the podcast awards. No, we can't.
No. Romaine.
And she lives in Jersey. So, Romaine, how you going to live in Jersey and create something over here in New York?
You need to get Romaine over there to help you figure
that's
out
that's what
yourself.
I need to do.
That's what we need. Everybody needs a little Romaine. Let's be honest.
Because I'm like, what's that?
Honest.
Those are cameras?
They're high tech here.
You do live in Jersey. How come you and Romaine haven't hooked up so you can actually live this
I'll tell you exactly why. Because I do too many things and then I think I'm not doing anything. And I self-sabotage myself because I create checklists that are 30 deep. And she's on the checklist and has been. But it, like I said, 30 deep per week times 52 weeks of a year is 15,060.
You gotta cross that shit off. You gotta
cross it off.
I don't
know if that's the right answer. How much is that?
It's, I don't know. You started saying numbers and I just stopped listening.
That's who uses what math I do. Anymore?
I don't. I just figured the 3 and the 5, 15. So it's 15,000, 1,500, 15 million. Who the fuck knows?
Speaking of that, here's another parenting story for y'all. This is so fun for everybody to hear my parents. This morning, it was Family Friday at school. I was at my kids' school. Yeah, Family Friday.
The fuck is that?
The parents are invited in on this special Friday every month to come in and see what we're working on. It's just a riotous good time. So fun. So I'm there and they're like, and my daughter's in fourth grade. So they're like, so the thing we're supposed to do is go look at the math wall. Go look at the thousands math wall or some I don't even know. I'm like, well, okay, go look at it. And then they have like a list of questions they're supposed to ask me about the math wall to get us deep thinking about thousands. I'm like, so they
thousandth or thousands?
Like it was the thousands math wall, I think.
So point it's just zero,
like, no,
zero
no,
one.
No. Like that, like the thousand play. I don't know. It's like, it was like hundreds. And like a lot of numbers, like 100, 200.
I love
like
how
in
you
little...
went to school and learned nothing.
I'm the worst with math. But I got really nervous and then I felt bad about myself because like...
Are you doing math in the air with the pencil?
I'm sure, like, because I'm trying to explain. It was like this wall full of numbers. And they're asking me and they're like, okay, so what's... how many thousands are on this wall? And I'm like, and they know the answer. These fourth graders know the fucking answer. And they think that their mom is supposed to, and I'm like, well, I don't know. You tell me, don't you? Like,
what do you think?
I couldn't answer these questions. And aww. I was trying to, I mean, I figured them out sort right. of, kind of with their help.
I mean, no, we have these phones. All we have to do is say, hey, Siri, what's 15
times? But I
don't
let her do that with her homework.
But math has changed. I thought, like, when I was growing up, and mom said, this is different math. I thought she was just bullshitting. Now that I'm old enough and then looking at my little sisters and they need help with math, I'm like, you got to do it this way. That shit don't make sense. This is the right answer.
Yeah, they don't stack. They're in fourth grade and they just started to learn stacking.
What the hell is stacking?
It's when you put the number on top of the number and then you carry the one over. That's how you learn. The remainders? No, yeah. You know, 1,000 minus 100 and you put the 1,000 on top.
Then you why don't you just know that's 900? Like, no, why we got to stack and use paper and pencil and carbon?
No, but when you get to big numbers, you stack these big numbers. When you're getting into the hundreds, thousands, you stack it.
But why do we need
to
do that?
They're just learning to stack.
But why do we need that now? Isn't it better for them to learn how to socialize in school than some damn numbers that they get?
Or taxes?
I think they do that, too.
Hello.
Like, I think,
taxes. They pushed me into accounting my senior year in high school. They were like, no, you're done. Geometry is where you stop.
School is out of date. Teachers need a pay raise because they're teaching kids to get to work regular fucking minor jobs and not real life jobs. Like, I need to know how to do my taxes properly. I need to know about government to vote so I don't get in trouble. Mm. I need to know about jury duty. Teach me how to survive in life.
I know.
Teach me about rent. Teach me about credit.
The 36 human rights. Do you know your 36 human rights?
No, I don't.
I don't even know what you're speaking of.
So I just think there's a lot more valuable information. Sure. But if we teach kids the valuable
public school, because in private schools they do learn that.
Well, they learn all kinds of shit in private school. Let's be real. But my kids are not going to private school. That's
do you know there's a private school in this city that costs for a kindergartner to go to like $55,000 a year?
That's low.
That's
one
of my friends. It's probably a lot of them. He got a grant or something. They paid for it because the kid is cute.
There's a lot. These private schools cost a pretty penny. They sure do.
For a five-year-old? Mm. What if the kid don't? I'm not going to say nothing morbid, but some people, you know, if they don't graduate high school? Then you spent $55,000 on a damn kindergarten education? Hmm. Get the hell out of here.
I know. I don't even know.
You know, I remember the dropouts when I was in high school. And it was like, sis, because school is easy. And like, compared to life, school is easy.
School,
And I can't imagine dropouts.
School is easy. I don't know. School was really hard for me because I was picked on. I was Erica Fat America. I had moved to Wisconsin, so I was around all white people. And then I came back to Jersey with all my black people, and I wasn't prepared for blackness again. And I went up to this girl, and her name was Salon. And I can say this now because who knows where she is? Maybe she's not even present anymore on the planet. Who knows? I'm not wishing or pushing.
I bet you Salon but is I went up to her,
and I was like, and I had, you know, I was chubby. I had long hair. I was light skinned, which in the black community was a thing in the early in the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. And I go up and I say, hi, my name is E, which it wasn't then. And I'm so happy to meet you. Your name is Salon. It's kind of like a hair salon or salami.
Oh, E.
And Salon said, I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to fuck you up after school. And I was like, why did she go do that? So yeah, I didn't have success with the blacks until I reacclimated and reassimilated into my culture.
Oh my God.
Okay, I can see that point, but I don't know. I remember my high school time and it was rough, but it wasn't as rough as life. Cause now there's real consequences, there's real fears, and there's no one to go to or to ask for help.
But you can stay in the house.
Yeah, but until for how long? Until someone comes and takes your house away, and like, you gotta get the fuck out.
I hope nobody takes your house away.
I hope so,
JP. Let's not put that in the universe.
Right, but you have a little community.
You come stay with us and get climbed on by my.
Wait, didn't Sandra Bullock do a show like that? Rascals. A movie like that? You gotta ask JP. Did Sandra Bullock do that football movie?
Oh yeah, the Blind Side.
Oh, that's so fucked up. Oh my God.
I love Sandy Bullock, though.
I love her.
I would not kick her out of bed for eating crackers. I'll tell you that.
Well, who's your celebrity crush?
Oh, God. Well, it's different variations.
It depends, right?
Right, so if we're talking over 50-year-old white women, Sandy's definitely, I just think we would talk, we could smoke some weed, we could probably have some good, like, love making. If I was single, I'm married, I never want to have sex with anybody else,
no,
but my wife.
Never, never.
But if I were in an alternate universe, she just seems like a down bitch, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I only want older, like over 40. I don't want any of the youngins.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that, but I just love Kate Blanchett's mouth. Like a lot. I like her mouth.
Wait, which Kate is that? Kate, is that the Titanic one?
Movement. You did the movement. No, she's blonde. She's not, like, it's not the whole.
Oh, the redhead Kate Blanchett.
No, she's not redhead. She's redhead?
Yeah, she's in
redhead?
A lot of her movies. She's red.
She was in Carol. Did you see that movie, Carol? What? Where she played a lesbian.
Carol.
Ooh, in the 50s. Ooh, it was good.
No.
Ooh, it was.
Wasn't she in the movie with Legolas, the Lord of the Rings? Wasn't she one of the fairies?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like Kate Blanchett.
I very much like her mouth, like a lot. Like, I think it's a very attractive mouth. It's something you want to kiss. Like, you definitely want to kiss that mouth.
I understand. I would probably if I was single and didn't have a wife, but right. I do, and then everyone kiss or fuck anyone else ever in my life.
Oh, okay.
But
her.
Okay, as far
you
as
you got her, you got her.
As go ahead.
That's
you only have the one?
No. There's others. Like, it just depends, because if we're talking about the vibe, like the vibe they throw down, like I don't know.
I can tell you my first two choices.
Okay.
And Pete, you think what you will. I have always had a crush on Oprah. And now I've had my Viola Davis. I just know Viola. They would tear it up. Yes. We would have the best fucking sex and time and life.
I met Viola. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, and she's tough, too. She's no, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
She's tough.
All the things. And it's not even just.
I think she would take charge, though.
Oh, so. I would love it.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Who's yours?
Okay, it's always going to be these. I need them both in bed. Because this top two, always. I need Idris Elba. And Channing Tatum.
Oh,
I need someone to be sensual with me while they dance for me.
Oh,
and that boy can that grown ass old man now can dance his ass off.
Which one?
Tatum.
Channing Tatum. Yeah. I don't know.
Idris Elba with the sensual voice and the ooh, touch me body.
He's got a nice voice that Idris
Elba. And she sings. I was like, oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She had a song out with Stefflon Don.
She was in Cats in that brown bodysuit that looked horrible. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I watched so it. I heard Cat Butthole was too weird. I was like, nope.
Ew, they had buttholes on the show?
Oh, the show.
Wait.
I thought you meant the movie.
Yeah, the movie Cats.
The movie Cats, yes.
Their tails were up, there's butts. No,
I didn't notice they put butts holes on? Under
I have
the
no
tails.
Idea. Somebody tell us, did they put butts on the cats? did they put butts on the cats? That's what
I feel like. Oh, I feel like there was at a point in time, because this was a discussion.
Yeah.
And then they took it out of final edits. And I was like, nah, it's still weird to me.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, that movie was weird. But okay, so I'm going to say it. I like Rosie O'Donnell. I don't know. I feel like Rosie would like.
That's it. I think listen, I would hang out and drink beer with Rosie.
I would do that too.
But I wouldn't want her between my legs.
Now, I wish I was just, it was just today I thought the thought. It was just today a random thought. Maybe I'm just in a different space today.
Like, no,
I'm
it's
in,
okay.
I'm in
I
a
think
place.
Rosie offers a stability and a sturdiness and a caretakingness that I
there
can
is.
Understand.
There's a stability there.
I don't know
but
the
I love
male
my
version
wife.
Of Rosie, so I can dispute this.
But who's your what? Male crush?
A male crush?
I could tell you my male crush.
Okay.
Has been all my life. I feel like he took my roles because.
Oh, I know.
Who is it?
Tom Cruise.
No. Oh, yeah. No.
I thought it was
Center
Tom.
Tooth? No way.
I thought you had said it was Tom Cruise before.
Brad Pitt.
He's kind of mine too, actually.
But why Legends
we go
of the Falls?
For the most generic. Like, that's
but
the one.
But he wasn't generic when we were coming out. He was like rugged. When I
remember.
He was so.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, my. Yeah, I wasn't even talking about him then. With that long hair, Legend of the Falls. Oh.
That was my introduction to him.
He's sexy.
He is sexy. He's still sexy. Bullet Train was great.
I didn't see it. I haven't seen a movie in a long time. I have small children.
Oh, same.
You have small children?
No, I haven't seen a movie in a long time. But like, there's a movie that came out with Viola Davis, Woody King. Like, good things. I want to see.
He is obsessed. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, this is the first time I went to the movies and I left wanting to be the black female lead. I usually leave movies and want to be the male lead who's white. Yeah. Because the hero. You want to be the hero? I want to be the hero. I left and I was like, Viola, I would do anything for you. I would cook, clean. I would be her bitch. I would put on makeup and dresses for her.
Whoa.
Viola Davis, if you're listening right now, I hope I mean no disrespect to you and Julius.
I bet you anything.
But But you know, Viola Julius is fine too. Right, so we could get it. They could both get it. Julius and Viola, y'all could get it. Stedman and Oprah, y'all could get it too.
Okay, Oprah. That's a whole. I think Oprah looks beautiful.
And her hair. Ugh. I'm a hair bitch. I love a bitch with some good hair. Ugh. And she's got that thick, everlasting hair. Come on now.
Oprah's really beautiful. I love Oprah. I just love Oprah. But you know what? Okay, wait.
Oprah's 65, by the way.
I know. That doesn't bother me. Like, that doesn't faze me. Now, the age, like, I don't want anybody younger than 40, but I don't know how high up I would go. E.
J.
It's that time of year again. You know that time. The holidays are coming, and you know what that means? Gift giving is beginning. It's starting.
It is. Boom, 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 boom. I know. I always say I'm going to get a head start on the gift buying process, and I always seem to not do that.
Oh, me too. 100%. And of course, I want every gift to have meaning behind it, and then I overthink it, and then before I know it, I'm a week away from the day with still no gifts, and then I'm just rushing and I get crappy stuff. Best intentions go wrong every year. But, it's a big but, I have a great gift idea. I know a great brand with an amazing mission that also has products that I love very much.
I wonder who this could be. Thrive Cosmetics?
Yes, Thrive Cosmetics. This season, you can give gifts that give back with 45% off Thrive Cosmetics holiday sets for just a limited time.
Oh, I know all about Thrive Cosmetics because they make high performance beauty and skin products with clean, skin loving ingredients. They use no parabens, sulfates, or phthalates and certified 100% vegan and cruelty free. And every single purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive. That's my favorite part. I can't wait to try that tinted lip balm and face mask you go on about.
I know. Yes, the Sheer Strength Hydrating Lip Tint. I'm wearing it right now. It feels good when you put it on, and it adds just a nice subtle hint of color to make you look fresh. I have that for you in a tint that will work perfectly with your complexion. I really do. And that overnight sensation brightening sleep mask. So good. Magic in a bottle. I also have that, and I also have the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara that lasts all day without smudging and never leaves a smudge even when you take it off. Mm. I have that here for you too, all of them. They're all bomb, and the mascara makes your lashes pop. Erin is going to love that one.
I mean, I'm going to love it. She's going to love it, and, you know, when we get it, just pop it in the mail.
Maybe you should leave this great state of New Jersey and come here.
Oh, my God. Why would I do that? Although, Jersey's been giving me adjutant lately, but we'll get onto that later.
All right. Come on
over. I'll think about it. But anyway, the main reason I like Thrive Cosmetics is they're bigger than beauty promise. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. They have over 300 giving partners across the country supporting numerous causes. I just read that they created a $100,000 Breonna Taylor Memorial Scholarship Fund in honor of the life and legacy of Breonna. Wow.
Yeah, it's powerful, right? Yeah, it's awesome. And you heard it here, folks. Celebrate the season of giving and try Thrive Cosmetics today. Right now, you can get up to 45% off their best-selling products when you purchase select holiday sets by visiting thrivecosmetics.com/OCT.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/OCT to start shopping for their holiday sets.
Go do it.
Jang-a-lang, jang-a-lang.
I love Thrive. Oh, you know that actress?
The gay one?
Who's with...
the younger gay one.
The younger gay one who's with the older gay lady.
Yeah, Marge, Maggie, not something. She looks like Judi Dench, but they're all in that same realm. but that's just older white women realm.
But I always wonder what it's like in bed for the two of them. I always try to think about it. I try to I wonder if they actually still have sex and then what it's like. I don't know why I'm turning it into...
Wow.
Why we go there?
You just said something that just shocked me. What? I haven't thought about being in bed with someone else since I've been married.
There you go.
I
don't think about it either. I just had that random rosy thought today, which is really out of the blue. And like now I'm even freaking myself up.
No, I'm not judging at all. Because
you're just in love with your wife.
Well, we've only been married 3 years too. I shouldn't say it like that.
Honeymoon face.
But yeah.
You're still having sex. But taking it back to Rosie, because I want to say, because we put this video up on TikTok where, I know, there is really a thing called lesbian bed death. But here's what I've learned. It comes in rolls.
Yes.
It rolls. You got to roll with the rolls, like the ocean.
Waves.
Yeah, waves. I'm doing waves with my hand. But we put this TikTok of Rosie where she, when we had interviewed Rosie way back, she told us that the new League of Their Own was going to be coming back. She had like the insider's tip. And she said, they're doing a new version of League of Their Own, but with gay. And I think we need to like coin that phrase forever. Just everything you say, you just add, but with gay.
But with gay.
But with gay. I'm going to Thanksgiving dinner, but with gay.
Like, yeah, but with gay.
Can we just put but with gay on everything? Yes. I think we should have t-shirts made, Let's do it.
I'm going to the pet store, but with gay.
But with gay.
Because I only go to gay pet stores.
But with gay is my favorite thing to say. I want to start saying, but with gay.
But with gay.
But with gay.
But with gay.
Everybody at home, but with gay.
But with gay.
That should be a show.
But
I got you. I'm going to spread it around Discord today. I'm going to spread it to all my straight friends. They're going to start saying it like they say sis all the time. Sis,
right. Non-queers. Exactly. We call them non-queers now.
Yeah. We are othering them.
We're othering
them. We're not the othered. They are the othered.
The non-queers.
I thought but with calling gay. Them straighties was enough.
But you know, straight is like, you know, quote unquote normal. Like,
yeah. No, we need them to feel like what it feels like to be.
That's normal outside of world. This is my world we're talking about. Okay. They're not normal. Okay.
No, they're not. No. Yeah.
They the straights.
They the straights. But with gay.
They have it harder than I think. Anybody I know who is queer does. People talk about queer, lesbian, bed, dead. They talk about all this shit with us queers, regardless of what queer you are. Mm. But I know married people who have never had orgasms. Mm. So I'm like, I don't understand. Fuck. At least in the queers, I know that you getting some kind of fucking it from the beginning or the middle of the end of something.
Have orgasms. I feel like unless you're...
I can't be with you if you can't orgasm me.
Well, I don't know, like... asexual, LGBTQIA, asexual, if they're not having, but you can still have an orgasm and not have sex.
Don't count those asexual people because they're not about sex. Let's count sexual, fluid people.
But
who
they
are
might
about
have
sex.
Orgasms too because we don't know. You know, they listen. It's their identity.
I know a straight asexual. This is how weird it sounds. Yeah. Because, yeah. He doesn't like the sexual intercourse.
Right.
But he likes women and he likes company.
Yeah.
So I guess, but I can't consider him part of the family because even though asexual is part of the family, but she's straight.
Right. Oh,
it's straight. But it's LGBTQIA.
Asexual also does not mean aromantic.
Ooh, I know, we just learned this.
Right.
That's one of our episodes.
I know this. And like, again, I everything makes sense, but it doesn't feel right in my heart. Cause she's still a straight. Cause at the end of the day, she's still gonna talk to all the bitches.
Right.
She's not gonna go talk to a man.
Right.
You may be asexual, but you're still straight.
Interesting. Interesting. We need to dive deeper into this at some other time when we have like actual research.
But I have a question for you guys that it made me think. Would you give up sugar for the rest of your life? Anything sweet, sugar except for fruit, or sex with other people, not with yourself? Right.
Why would you take my two favorite things?
I would just give up sugar. I would give the fuck up sugar.
But does that mean I can't have wine? Wait.
Sugar ain't wine. Wine ain't sugar, so that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Okay, that yeah.
But you always drink vodka. Have cocktail because cocktails are straight sugar.
They're not just vodka.
Okay, I go straight to the alcohol.
Right, but if you have the vodka, you pour a Coke in it, that's sugar.
That's sugar. You can't have a mixed drink. Yeah, you just have
no cocktails. It's just
you know what? We don't have no sugar in it. You're as right. long as I got my weed, I'm good.
I do love a Twizzler.
A Twizzler?
Yeah, I do love a Twizzler. I do love the gummy candies. I haven't had sex in like 2 years, but I had had candy. And you know, candy sounds better.
But how about this? If you're guaranteed that you can have either sugar or sex, if you're guaranteed... Okay. What would you give up?
Now, I know for you ladies, you always, there's always orgasm on the
table. I'm not a lady.
He's not a lady. I'm so sorry.
Hashtag don't she eat. We do it all the time.
For the people with vaginas?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. I know.
Ew, why are you talking about my pussy?
Because you guys work on giving each other orgasms. You're there and you're present of giving each other orgasms.
Sure.
Well, what's the point of sex if you're not going to come?
Because some guys are selfish. And they just use you as a whole, and it's just about them.
Yes, we know. I have had straight sex before.
Exactly.
I do know
That's what it
Me
is.
Too.
So it's like, do I want to have sex with a selfish person and give up all my sweets for you?
Well, you can choose who.
Yeah, you get the sex you want. How about we just up the ante here? You get the sex you want, the best sex of your life, or you get the best sugar of your life? I'm going to take the sex.
I'm going to take sex. Okay.
I'm going to take the sex. Everybody except asexuals would take the sex. How about that? Probably. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, if you would take the sugar, let us know. And let us know why. You can dial in at 1-800-555-FUCK. That's not the number. Don't call nobody.
They can chat.
844-825-5367. Oh my God, that's call Talk in. DNR. That's Talk. Yeah, please, guys, talk.
Oh, we have a real phone number?
Yeah. And this I totally missed this in the chat room, but someone had pointed a question to me. They was like, oh, what about a bi or pan person in a straight relationship? That's different. They're
a part of the community.
Yeah. And
they're still a part of the community.
They're in a straight relationship, but they're not looking for women all the time. They just happen to be in a straight relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, is generally looking out for women.
Right.
Right.
Like, I think it's more about intent than...
We need to look into asexual and how come it... Why was it added to the... There's a reason why it's in the LGBTQIA. Yeah. But we need to do some research.
I can tell you why. I know all the answers.
You don't know all the answers.
I know all the answers. Let me explain.
Oh, dear.
Because some point... Here it is. This is the truth. The way I see it. All the letters are going to be included. So at some point, it's not going to make any sense to say LGBTQIA 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, at some point.
It's queer.
It's redundant.
It's all queer.
It's all just what we're going to do every single variation until everybody gets a single solitary label. How about we just not label people?
How about we just
and
say
you
queer.
Get to be JB and I get to be E and you get to be Jamie. How about that?
But with gay. But you know,
yes, Jamie. Oh, this is Jamie, but with gay. JB, what with gay? Yes.
No, but you know what? It does feel good. This just happened to me, and I feel like you have the opposite. Sometimes, like, do people assume you're gay when you meet them? Like, if you're like, for instance, I had an appointment earlier. I was at this place. I'll tell you what it was. I was doing laser hair removal because I am not like E, and I want to tame all the hair off of me. But and E wants all the hair. So, but anyway, so I'm at this appointment. It was my first time. This lady was very nice and da da da. And she was like, "Well, we have other things at the spa. We have other things. You could bring your girlfriend or your wife or whoever." And that is the first time. That is the first time anybody ever just assumed off the bat that I was gay, and it felt so fucking good.
Yes.
To not have to be like, it's actually my wife. You know, like, that moment is so fucking out. And I think it's because of my hair. I cut my hair recently.
Right. Yeah.
And
it
so
is.
People look at me. Thank you. And they see gay now. And it feels so fucking good. But I'm 44 years old and I've been living as a gay woman for 24 years.
Right.
And it's the first time somebody off the bat got my sexuality right, which is like, right? So does that happen to you often? Like, do people assume you're gay or straight?
it depends on the people. Honestly, women pretty much know.
Yeah.
Men, nope.
Nope.
I got hit on. Oh my God. I got hit on recently.
Yeah, but straight men are dumb.
But I got That's hit on true. By a 28-year-old at my gym. He was like, oh my God, I was so, I'm not going to say his name because that's wrong, but he's probably 6'2", dark skin. He has like,
I went home with him that night.
Right. I was like, can we get a cup so we don't got to pay for it? Anyway, no. He was talking to me and I was like, he was flirting and I was like, you need to stop flirting with me. I'm old enough to be your mother. He's like, what are you, like 35, 36? I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 28. I said, honey, I'm old enough to be your mama and not a teen one. I'm 48. He was floored. Now, either he was just souping my head up, but I did have on a very cute matching outfit that day. So I felt really good. My tats were showing. I felt muscular and strong. But I walk around feeling like the gayest gay. So when men hit on me, I'm really like, really?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm always in shock.
So you still just get, what do you say? The assumption is that you're straight, but we're gay.
With men, yes, not with women.
Yeah, she's a tomboy.
How about you, JB?
Okay, so I live in a quiet predicament. I come off as a passing straight person.
Yeah.
And the main people I didn't know until I had a conversation and revealed my true self. But then when I started venturing in my gender identity and wearing skirts, and I tried doing skirts in public, and it's terrible getting hate crime just for trying to be pretty. So, all the time. It was like faggots and shit.
Oh my
like,
God.
I just want to be a person, just want to feel comfortable wearing this crap out in public, and I can't.
No, that's
because
fucked up.
I look too straight.
Right. You don't fit the drag mold queen. That they think.
I know, should. But again, I live in Brooklyn.
Right.
I don't
the
know.
The Caribbean part of Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Caribbean black people.
Okay,
yes.
Got you.
So
okay.
It's not like.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's already not great. So I'm trying, like, where are my skirts? It's not...
Well, I just came back to nail polish because I left nail polish because I identified that with some femininity. But I recently saw my favorite new show, which is Tom... What was that? The Tom Sawyer? Not Tom Sawyer. Is it Tom Sawyer? It might
Tom
be Tom
Sawyer.
It's the black guy, the black billionaire family. And he had on nail polish. And I've been seeing a lot of metrosexual, very hip and cool looking young men with nails. And I was like, I don't want long nails. I have to have them lesbian functional.
We have to have lesbian functional nails, but we're gay.
But I want color and not bright color. I want like dark color. So I've gotten dark color.
I like to get different colors. Like I you know why I paint my nails? Not because of the feminine. It's because I have short little stubby hands and I feel like it makes them look nicer at least. Anytime I get an audition where they say, show your hands, because they do this for auditions. they do the thing. They're like, slate your name, give us a full body shot, and then show us the front and the backs of your hands. Every time they say that, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm not getting this job. I don't even want to submit. Nobody's going to hire me based on my hands, ever. Hmm. Short
what
little
if they're
stubby
into the
hands.
Tiny hands.
Wait, what?
What if they're into the tiny hands?
Well, and there
not
are
that
people.
They're just tiny. They're like little stubby. They look like sausages.
Yeah, but you would look funny with big.
Oh my God. What's
oh,
that?
Is that a call?
Is that a call?
Or is that the cops? Because I ain't got nothing.
That is
see, that's the trauma of the black community. I see a flashing red light.
You're on the air.
Hi, guys. Hello. How are you, everyone in the studio? Hi, JB.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, JB. I know you say that you're passing straight, but once people hear you laugh, they're going to be like, she is in the fourth grade.
No.
She is in the fourth grade.
You guys.
Oh, my
I
God.
I love the way you laugh. Hi, ladies. This is 6 degrees of separation because my mother's first name is Louise, but everybody called her E, including us, the children.
Oh.
So we've always known my mother is just E. So when you said your name is E, I was like, is that short for something like Ebeline or Evelyn or something?
Oh, I like Ebeline. No, I was, my birth name is Erica, but I was called as a child, even before my non-binary journey, I was called E. So I just reclaimed E. The problem with my non-binary journey, and I'm gonna just keep it real, if y'all don't mind. Can I keep it real with you, sir?
Yes,
are you a
yes,
sir?
Absolutely.
You know, I shouldn't assume. Are you sir, man?
My name is Billy and Philly, yes. A.K.A. Ray. R-A-Y. Yes,
hey, Ray. It's nice to meet you.
I just holler loud. That's all.
Are you a part of the LGBTQIA 123?
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes. So we
about
family.
With gay.
With gay. My issue is if when I tell people I'm non-binary and I ask them not to she me or lady me, they look at me and I'm pretty. So, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn.
Yeah, I love your confidence.
But I am pretty.
About you.
If I wasn't pretty, I would have had a rougher road than I've already had. And it was a pretty fucking rough road. But I know what I look like. Mm-hmm. I know that you look at my face and you're like, oh, she's pretty. She's got fucking freckles now. I don't know what these fucking freckles are. But so I know that what people see, they're responding to. And so I'm just asking folks to take a minute and a beat to put the whole picture together, all the tattoos, the very gay, sly look in my eye, because I have a gay, sly look,
but with gay.
Mm-hmm,
then she got those eyes, but with
see,
gay.
See, you sheed
I
me.
I just sheed you. Don't hashtag.
Because I'm pretty.
Don't she eat.
That's the problem.
We should have like jar.
Yes.
Can I say, you called something back from my past, because I had similar... Growing up, I came out of Jersey, you know, I mean, inner city.
Jersey!
And, and my brother, Patterson, you know, the home of Joe Clark, East High, all
ooh,
that.
That's rough.
So, that was my high school and my principal. So now, but I was telling my older brother this. I said, back in the day when I was in my early 20s, I said, people were responding to me, like, according to what they saw. And he says, yeah. He said, yeah, man. Because he had old pictures of me, like, at weddings and stuff where I'd be, like, a groomsman. And he's like, Ray, you were fine, man. Everybody, all the ladies wanted you. And I said, I was a bottle of mess.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who I was, and people were responding to me physically, and they were getting mad and upset because, like, he's conceited and this and that. Mm-hmm. And I was just like saving myself to find out what road I was going to be taking.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm just going to stay a virgin until I really know who I want to be with.
Oh,
and
God
it
bless.
Was so difficult, you know what I mean? Because people couldn't understand it. They were like you said, women were responding to what they saw,
right?
Mm-hmm. Even God. they were hitting, you know what I mean? And I just said, I was like behind plexiglass. I was like, I can't, so I really want to know what I want to do. So,
right.
But God bless you. I have a great weekend.
Thank you. Nice talking to you, Ray.
Thank you. Bye. That's the point, though. Like, it just feels good to be recognized, right? It feels good to be seen.
Yes.
Right? And so, you know, sometimes I don't want people to assume anything, but that's a good feeling when they see you and they're like, oh, and they accept it. And they're like, yeah, bring your wife and we'll have a couple's massage. I'm like, okay. Then get some champagne. I'm like, okay.
That's why I don't like coming here so much. I get bumped into by white people here so much. It makes me angry. Okay. And I don't understand. I'm 5'6". I used to be, like I said, over 300 pounds. Now I'm a good 210. Why am I getting bumped into? So I'm starting to bump back. So
yeah, you got to bump back. New York mentality. You got to bump back.
Check him.
Yeah.
You got to shoulder check him. I shoulder check.
Yeah, but I'm going to get mad one day and then just beat the shit out of somebody because I got repressed anger issues.
Maybe we just try not.
But this is why we smoke weed. This is why I'm not allowed the house until I smoke a blunt because I'm an angry child.
Mm.
And I didn't smoke today. That's my problem, isn't it? You could tell the difference, can't you?
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's okay.
It's real. No, it's real.
I get it.
It's real.
I don't know. Yeah. But it's nice to be recognized. And you know what? I get bumped into a lot, but I just assume it's because I'm so small and people don't see me. People just don't see. I have days where I feel like people just don't see me on the street. Like I will get walked into over and on. I'm like, did you not see me here?
And people make jokes about it and they think it's funny. Like I've been listening to the conversation and how you talk about your short.
I'm sure.
And now
y'all.
I hear it, and I'm like, it's low key, high key shade all the time about your height, like jokes about
time.
It. And I'm like, I'm not going to joke about your height because you ain't had no control about that.
I can't change it.
You can't do shit about it.
I'm going to tell you something real. Look.
Okay, cute.
I got some heels on, but I'm going to tell you something real right now because we had a meeting. We just joined forces with these little young TikTokers.
They're so cute.
They're taking TikTok by storm. They're these little youngin' lesbians.
Yes, and we're their queer mentors.
We are their queer mentors, and
also
we were
gay.
But with gay. We were in a meeting with them, and we're meeting with them in person tomorrow. It's really exciting. And it came out that I am the height that I am. Somehow, it came out that I'm 4'11". Their reaction, holy
shady
mother
as fuck.
Fucking, I'm not kidding you. They were like, oh, what? What did you just say? Wait, no, you're joking. Did you just say you're 4'11"? How long did this go on?
It went on too long.
It was uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable.
But with gay.
It was, but with gay. And I was like, I'm not a little person. Like,
you had a black moment. That was your black moment.
This is one thing I cannot change about myself, and it's something I do not like about. Like, I don't want to be this short, but I am.
But
I'm
you
tiny.
Like yourself. You're adorable.
I love
though.
Myself, but I would love to have some more inches. Of course, yes.
That's what she said.
But with gay. And then I was thinking about it for the rest of the day. It was just kept
Me
coming
too.
In my head. And then on my walk to get the kids, I did just go buy some platform shoes because I was like, and I had them speed directly. Like they are there now. I had them bought them online and they're at my apartment waiting for me right now for tomorrow, just in case, because these heels right here are not going to cut it. They're not going to cut it.
I'm sorry you felt that way. No, I don't like
and
that.
And then and that made me feel a little bit better. Like okay, at least I won't look like a like super small, like freakishly tiny. Like I don't even know. Like what the fuck? Why does everybody care?
We all have different shit. Like if I was in physically disabled to where I couldn't move, where I wasn't, and I'm not comparing it. It's just. Who cares?
Right. But then one of them was like, oh, it makes me feel so bad about myself. If I don't like being around short people makes me feel so tall. I'm like, oh, you poor thing. You feel so fucking tall. I'm so sorry for you.
I've never heard that before. I've never, as a tall person, I've never thought that thought. Oh, you're short. I feel bad for you.
No,
you're a person, sis.
You're just a person. And I'm not saying
you
can't
reach tall places. I help you. It's okay. I got you. Yeah.
And there are lots of advantages to being pickup size.
You know that lady who...
you know that.
Oh,
I wish somebody could pick
gay.
My ass up.
But with gay. But that, you know that the girl who created that TV show that just like took the awards by storm about the elementary school?
Abbott Elementary.
Yes.
Quinta Brunson.
She's my height. She made this cute little video about the advantages of being short. And it's really from my mom sent it to me because you know my mom's always looking out for me because I'm so fucking short. But my wife came home that night and I was trying to tell her about it like in a like a funny way. Like here's what happened to me. Da da da. And I started tearing up. That's how deep it runs. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. That's also that's the side that we're connected. That's because I felt the same. I didn't feel like that about myself, but I thought about that conversation. I was uncomfortable that one, I didn't speak out.
That's okay.
And I felt like I kind of joined in like, yeah, but we worked around it. We're going to get an Apple box. You know what I mean? But that's what we literally get on set is an Apple box that you turn different.
Don't you worry. I got my platform shoes. Yeah. I'm going to look like I'm coming out of the 90s, straight out of the grunge 90s. But you're also 90s.
Ferocious because you're a Sagittarian.
I'm so ferocious. Your height.
Like where that's I think it's more of a surprise for people because you present and your sound and your authoritarianism.
Yeah, that works.
Whatever. It's so big. It's so present.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. But you know what? I'm noticing that I'm getting this more now because of the Zoom world we live in.
Yep.
So I have met so many new people over Zoom and only seen them on a camera on Zoom. And then when I finally meet them in person, it's this huge moment of shock. And then it's like, oh my God, I had no idea in the Zoom that you were this small. And it's like this constant, like, yep, I'm small. Okay. So if you see me, you could actually, I don't care. You can comment on my height.
I it's care. Fine. Don't do it's it because I'm going to punch you in the
it.
Face.
It doesn't make sense to do it.
It doesn't make sense. if we're not shaming fat people, we're not shaming skinny people, we're not shaming tall people. Let's not shame people unless they're like Donald Trump. Let's shame him.
We could shame him.
No, I shame twinks all the time. Twinks? Fuck you, twinks.
What's a twink? Wait, is the twink? Wait, okay, that's the gay male, skinny girl, feminine, more feminine.
Well, no, the twinks classify. The actual definition is someone who is skinny with no hair. That's a twink, but it's evolved into your basic white girl.
Oh, like a basic white straight girl?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a twink now?
That's a twink now?
That's what I've heard.
We need to do a thing where we like juxtapose. Okay,
this is what I've heard. And I was like, oh, this is a twink now. I was like, yeah.
What?
I'm like, okay.
I thought a twink was what went with the bears. In the 90s, a twink went with a bear.
Real effeminate.
And no, but it was more about being skinny. And then the twink was skinny and the bear was big and chubby, hairy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love, okay, can I say that about gay men? I love that you gay men embraced bigness, big, hairy, bear looking men as a thing.
Huh? Is that what you want to be?
I don't want to be big and hairy. I want to be hairy, but I don't want to have like, I would probably be more attracted to the big hairy.
Mm.
Like I like sizable people to be with.
Something
like
hold
it feels
on to.
Good to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, sizable people. What the fuck is that? But with gay. I have to tell you, and my wife will kill me, but one of the best things is her breasts. When we met.
You told me this, man.
And I talk about I talk to them every day. Louise and Rhonda. Left and right. God. Louise and Rhonda. And ooh. I think these breasts, they got me.
They got you.
They got me. You ever know there's something that you prefer, and then you meet someone who has all the personality, all the stuff, they have the things. Look, yes. I've even been making the hand gestures.
You are.
And you're like, okay, I won the lottery. Why would I ever go anywhere else?
Why would you? Don't ever.
I don't want her to wear a bra, but she's like a G cup, so she's going to wear one, but she don't. Well, she don't, in my opinion, whatever. But
then
know.
More people will look at her breasts.
And then I'll fuck them up.
And then you fuck them up. So maybe she should wear that bra.
Maybe she should wear
that
bra.
But I'm not telling her what to do with her body.
But she's short.
I would never.
She's 5'3".
That's short, but that's not short.
But, I mean, you know, but she's also, she's stronger than I am.
Mm, I'm super strong.
I'm not strong at all. It's because our muscle is disintegrating. Like Ann and I are around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're getting weaker. Erin carries the bags. Yeah. She has to do the heavy lifting. I can't.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. I used to.
Erin, I love you.
She throws me around, especially because I lost a little weight, and I was like, oh, yeah. It's been a good week at home, I got to say. It's been a good week at home.
This is what
we're
talking about.
But you know what? I want to talk about, I know, Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving is coming, and it's my favorite. Yes. It's not your favorite? You don't like Thanksgiving?
I mean, I like the family part of it, but I don't think about Thanksgiving. I just think about, oh, we get some time to hang out with our peeps and we don't have to go to work. You know what I mean?
That's nice. Yeah.
Because when you go into the history of what it is, it's kind of gross. It's like Columbus Day all that other shit.
There is that issue. But if you take it to like a time to be with family and have a nice meal,
yes,
then it's fun. Yeah, can
yes.
we go there?
Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's just really selfish purposes because we're gonna release this to our listeners for a bonus episode. For
Happy Thanksgiving. You are always working. One day we're gonna go out and we're not gonna talk about work. That's not gonna happen
because our relationship is a working relationship.
Oh, okay. Wow.
She's trying to say you guys can't be friends.
We are friends.
We work friends.
We're connected. You just said it. We just work friended me.
I'm hurt. No. My feelings. I'm a Cancer. I'm sensitive. You totally put me in a little box.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are
you serious? You just said we can't be friends.
Is that what I said? Did I say we can't be friends?
Well,
we need a friend song. Thank you for being a friend.
No, nope, you can't have that one. That's why I already take it. It's okay. I'm used to you Sagittarians hurting my feelings. You know, America, y'all are listening to this right now.
Wait, you're a Cancer?
Yes.
I know that.
Yeah. And that's emotional. The mothers of the zodiac, maternal, loving, warm, but also like when we go in. It's not good
don't
to make
go
a Cancer.
In on me.
No.
Don't go in on me.
I mean, I don't normally go in on people. I'll ghost you before I go in on you. You know what I mean?
Really? Like, don't ghost me either.
I don't do like that anymore. I'm grown, supposedly. I don't know what that means.
Supposedly.
I told my son that. I said, you know what? Grown people are just kids grown. I mean, adults are just grown people. Wait, shit. I fucked it up. Adults are just kids grown up. Mm-hmm. So don't assume that I know everything. Because I don't.
We really don't know anything.
We don't know shit.
We really don't.
And I feel so good knowing shit. I don't know shit.
That was just telling to my mom. I was on the phone with my mom yesterday saying, I feel like I'm all alone making decisions and I shouldn't be.
Like, who gave me a bank card? They wonder why my credit fucked up.
Who are you telling me? All these decisions.
Oh my God. Nobody
should trust me with the decisions that get made, but that's life. That's life.
You know what? Speaking about credit, how's credit?
How's credit?
I hate credit. How do you feel about credit, JB?
I don't understand it.
I don't either. I can't get ahead. I can pay everything off. I can have nothing there. And my credit score still not even be siete.
I don't even have a credit card, I believe. Yeah, I don't even have a credit card because I don't understand it. I don't want to fall into more debt than I already have. Apparently, because the book I was reading, not I was reading, book I finished, Rich Dad Poor Dad. It was all
talking about credit cards.
Right, yeah. Talking about using your credit card wisely and stuff because that's how you not spend money. But I'm like, okay, but in my poor ass situation, I can't afford the proper credit card.
Right.
Ding,
like,
ding, ding.
I get it. I understand. I've read that book up and down. But in my situation, it cannot be accomplished.
Right.
I understand the mentality of it, but this is the reality of it.
Right.
Using your credit card wisely, like, I don't even understand what that means. I'm afraid of the credit card.
I'm first generation credit card. So my grandparents were great with money because they didn't have credit cards. It was a checkbook and cash. That's all they dealt with. Mm-hmm. My mother and my dad didn't have good common sense with credit cards. Mm-hmm. So no one taught me. Mm. So my sister and I just recently had a conversation where we realized, did you know that credit is not a savings account? Because she was telling me, she was like, yeah, I got $3,000 saved. And I was like, good for you. You saved up $3,000. She said, yeah, it's on my new credit card. And I was like, baby, it's not. And I'm not much further behind. Like, well, I'm 9 years older. I just learned this shit like 5 years ago. Credit is not savings. It's for an emergency, but it's not savings. Hmm. So this is all a learning for me. Even with I don't even want to get into it, but credit, it's unfair.
I think we should
break it. How do we break credit? Like the bureaus, all of it.
But then, okay. So according to the book, that's how the rich people stay rich, is that they use the credit and they
do it right.
They do it right and they go from car to car and they default it. It's a very complicated situation.
It's
a very complicated. I didn't understand.
They balance transfer all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, to get the 0% APR.
I don't qualify for that though. So how do you do that when you don't even get 0% interest?
When you sign up for one of those like special deals?
Yeah, but to get 0% interest, I don't get 0% interest. I don't know a black person who does get 0% interest.
Yeah, that's a thing, right?
The system is also, not to put racism to it, but it's also very racist.
Yeah. Of course it is. It's all racist.
Black Wall Street was destroyed and burnt down because of this.
I have a bank account with them now, though. Greenwood.
Ooh.
They let me in because there's a waiting list, and
who's
I signed
Greenwood?
Up. Greenwood is it's called Greenwood Bank. It's out of Oklahoma. They're rebuilding Greenwood. So there's this whole initiative, all these, you know, black billionaires are sinking all this money in, and they were opening to let people have checking and savings accounts that have really great terms and that are really great for us as black people with our challenges.
Yeah.
They so, pretty much give the what they give to you white people as basic credit cards, give to us. Yes. Which is all we're asking.
That's it. Man.
Yeah. Just give us the like, same fair playing field as everyone else, but it's not, and it's fucked.
It's fucked.
It is fucked.
It's fucked. I put a video on.
Oh my God.
She's insane.
You know when you do that without telling somebody, it's creepy. But that's what Tiverico told me. My son said, he said, you can't just start videotaping me. It's creepy, Mom. You got to ask my permission. I'm like, when did I have to start asking?
Do you ask to eat my food? This is the age of consent. You got to ask for consent all the time.
But does he ask to sit on my couch? Does he ask to eat my food? Does he ask?
I don't.
To touch my phone that he's on all day?
He touches your phone?
It's his, but I pay for it. You know he don't pay for nothing.
No, because he's 11, right? Well,
did he said thank you, but I just bought him, I told you, those size 12 shoes. He's 11 and a half. So did he?
I'm just not paying for things.
JB, what size shoe are you?
13.
Oh, 13. Shit. When did it happen?
Okay, so it stopped growing in high school because I was in my start of year of high school, I was size 11. And then by the time my junior year happens, I was 12. And then senior year, I'm size 13. I'm just like, why I got this big ass feet for?
Wow.
I don't know.
Isn't it a good thing though? Don't they say things about big feet?
I'm pretty sure my penis is average. And the only thing I have is a fat ass. Which again,
but with gay.
Yeah, but with gay.
But like, with gay.
I'm pretty sure I was supposed to be built like a woman. I got thick thighs to save lives, but this is not the gender I should have been. Like,
and you got size 13 shoes.
Yeah, I got size 13 shoes. This is terrible.
I understand. You know what? I discovered I have a butt now. I didn't know. Because I was a brick house, you know, so I dressed my body according to what would look good on it. And now as I've lost weight, I keep looking and I'm like, what the fuck is this thing? And it's like, I don't like it.
You don't like butts?
I really wanted to have like a flat behind. I know that may sound weird as a black, but I wanted the two dimples at the bottom of the back. Because blacks, I totally love ass on other people. Mm-hmm. But for me, I just feel like it gets in the way of my clothes. I feel like it's following me. But they also make
fashionable clothes for women with no butts. Like that's a thing.
What I want.
But that's how they make fashion. Levi Strauss. So annoying.
I want a pair of Levi's, and then I want them to kind of sag in the butt instead of being like, I'm holding on because your ass is right here. Yeah. And if, you know, I'm shapely or whatever. I just thought when I lost weight, I was going to be T-shaped. To which my sister said, what the fuck is wrong with you? She said, have you seen the women in our family? And I know you're not a woman. She's very sweet. But I just had this image that I was going to lose weight and be very T-shaped, broad shoulders, tapering small waist, and nice long legs.
With no butt.
I always thought I was going to be 6 feet tall. I keep thinking I'm going to someday, but it's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, so this,
get what
this
you
is
get,
my butt.
And you don't get upset.
And people get implants for this shit.
Oh, I know. Those implants do not look good.
You can tell when somebody has them, too. Oof,
those are not cute. I don't like them at all. The Kardashians have them in their butts.
Do they?
Don't they?
I don't know nothing about those hookers.
I mean, it looks like it, but I don't really know.
I'm pretty sure nothing is real on them, but it's fine.
Nothing is real on them. And then so, that's what everybody's aspiring to look like. And it's all fake.
Why?
It's all fake. Try to look real. Try to look real, y'all. But I'll put a little Botox in when I get too many wrinkles.
Oh, you know I do Botox. I do Botox on the regular. I need some more because I'm feeling like you can feel a little squint in here.
Yeah.
All right, people. We have 2 minutes left.
Oh, one minute.
God, this stuff goes so fast.
These clocks are a little fast. Like, fast by like 20 seconds.
This has been such a joy. If you want to listen to more of these ovaries, we interview queer folks about their families at If These Ovaries Could Talk. You could find us at Ovaries Talk on all the social media channels and ovariestalk.com.
That's IFTHESE OVARIES. Oh, shit.
It's a lot of spelling. It's a lot of spelling.
What did I spell before? Oh, I spelled ovaries talk / OCT. That's our special code for something.
That's our code for discounts when we have like...
Don't forget, listen to brand new episodes every Mondays. You guys have a new episode coming out this week.
Next week. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this Monday is a really good one. It's these lesbians who had their own film, have their own film company, and they just produce a queer rom com that everybody needs to watch.
Go watch it.
Oh, it's
so much fun. Good to see you, JB.
Good to see you guys.
Can you come to Jersey? Can you come for real?
Yeah. Well, all right. Once I get my financial life together, I will totally.
Well, I might need you to be my sound person. Don't tell about me.
Gay. Oh my god, we were talking about this.
Well, anyway, I was already talking.
Bye guys.
Okay, bye.
Ovaries, good talk. They would say,
X ovaries out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.